So my younger son, Levi, takes jiu-jitsu class twice a week with me. I help out in his class as there's a group of around 20 to 25, 4 to 6 year olds all running around crazily. And they are taught in a 40-minute class. There's a mix of boys and girls in this class. And I was it's I've been standing back and watching them for a while. I'm obviously on the floor helping, but I was thinking about what this has taught me. It's taught me a few things. So I wanted to go through those with you today. The biggest thing that they have to learn is to listen to direction. They play a game similar to Simon Says, and where they have to do whatever the person in charge says, but only when they say Simon Says first. So if they say Simon Says run around, then they can run around. If they run around without being told Simon Says first, they have to do jumping jacks or push-ups. And this is teaching them to be very active in their listening. They have to be careful about what the person is saying. Listening for us is a key element in growing up. So many times we can mishear things, we can half listen to people because we're too busy on our cell phones or whatever the case may be, and it can cause issues, can cause problems. We really need to spend time deeply listening to the people around us. And growing up, I remember being told, you have two ears and one mouth. It'd be funny to have two mouths and one ear. That would just look funny. But how often do we actually take time to listen to God, the most important being in our lives? How often do we actually think about listening to God? And all my scriptures today I've written out, and I will just go over them quickly so you can jot them down and you don't have to turn there. But in John 8 and verse 47, Christ tells us, he who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. Do we understand how important then hearing God's words and understanding them should be to us? It's very important. In Luke 11, verse 20, Christ once again says, more than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Hearing and doing is what God considers important. Another thing that I've noticed in this class is the dichotomy between confidence and the lack thereof. It's so interesting to watch when these new kids come into class. A lot of them are timid or shy. It's a new environment, it's very chaotic, it's fast-paced, loud at times. And the new ones are always apt to look for their parents and want to run off to them when they get a little bit hurt or scared. Totally understandable, right? But some of them cry a lot in the beginning, and they need constant coaching to keep them going. It's interesting to me, though, that after a few months, they get their feet under them, they start to understand how things are progressing, they understand how classes run. And then usually around the second to third month, they usually get their first stripe on their belt. Shows that they are starting to understand, they have a good attitude in class. And it's usually around this time that they begin to gain confidence. It triggers something in their brains that they can do this, that they are growing in this way, and that they're, moving forward. When we begin our Christian walk, it can be very fearful for us. And even at times, even after we've been in the church for 40, 50 years, I haven't been in there that long, it still becomes very fearful for us at times. And that's because we are human. It's a normal human reaction to have fear. But we don't have to stay in this mindset. We can turn to God and we can turn everything over to Him. We can learn to temper our fear. In Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10, it says, "Fear not, for I am with you. And be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Confidence comes from God, from placing our beings in His hand. In Psalm 34 and verse 4, the psalmist writes, "I sought the Lord, and He answered me and delivered me from all of my fears." Seeking after God is something that wanes and flows throughout our life. Obviously, it should be more of the latter, where we're constantly coming to Him, but as something that we learn how to do throughout our lives. Proverbs 29, verse 25, "The fear of a man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe." You see, oftentimes our fears are molehills that we make into mountains. I laugh because many times that happens to myself. When we align ourselves with the greatest power in this universe, there's nothing we need to fear. You know, the opposite of being fearful is having confidence. In 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7, Timothy tells us, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And Paul reiterates this in Hebrews 10 and verse 35, "Therefore do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward." And then a final point, patience. As a parent, you get used to dealing with your own kids, how they act. You start to learn their likes, their dislikes, their interests, and whatnot. And I think it's easy to deal with them at times. Obviously, it's challenging as well, but having to step in and deal with other people's children, it's challenging. It's challenging to remain calm, to figure out how to get them to accomplish the tasks. Their little brains wander, their bodies fidget, they pick their noses, they jump around, and there's never a dull moment. You know, as adults, we learn to temper our behaviors. We learn to channel our minds and our bodies. But this idea of having patience really goes a very long way. We are told in Colossians 3 and verse 12 that as the elect of God, holy and beloved, that we are to put on tender mercies, and kindness and humility, and meekness and long-suffering. Now, patience is one of those things that is so easy to lose. It's really one of the key attributes of God's character and a part of His Spirit. Our ability to use patience in our lives is extended into everything that we do and all the situations that we encounter. We all talk about driving because that is such a good litmus test for us, right? People can't be in other people's brains, and everyone is driving these 2,000-plus-pound vehicles going 80 miles an hour. That is not the time to lose patience, though we often do. Now, patience isn't only about dealing with people. It's also about waiting on God, laying out our issues before Him and allowing Him to work things out in His time. In Psalm 37 and verse 7, it says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him." All these things put together really revolve around following the directions that God gives us throughout the entire Bible. But it's based upon how much we are going to put into this, how much effort we're going to take each day. So keep showing up. Keep doing what needs to be done.